Now, first, we ask them to share with us a few words about their performance this year. So, Eric and Megan, please.
Eric and I feel very proud about not only our performance, but our entire season that led to this experience and this performance here. We didn't have a perfect skate. We knew we didn't need a perfect skate, but we fought until the very end, and that was what we knew we needed to do. When the music finished, we were proud of ourselves, and that was our goal. So it was achieved before we were even rewarded the gold medal, which was a huge bonus.
I think since Megan and I started skating, we've always had really big dreams about what we could accomplish. But winning the world championship is such a big dream that it's almost like impossible to actually imagine it really happening. And so to be in this moment right now is literally a dream come true.
Now let's invite the silver medal winners, Sui Wenjing, Han Chong, from China to give us some comments on today's finals.
我们有请今天的银牌得主隋文静和韩聪给我们讲讲他们今天的感受。今天我们两个人也是最后一个上场，并且现场观众气氛特别热烈，当时都能听到周围已经喊起来了，说隋文静韩聪加油。我们确实承受了很大的压力在这个比赛当中，也是对自己感觉到确实从中能够收获很多。 能够让自己慢慢的变强大，觉得今天得到这块世锦赛的银牌真的很不容易，所以说也是我们中国也先祝贺中国队，也祝贺加拿大队吧。我现在确实有点不知道该说什么，我俩下来都哭了。
The two of us came to the podium to the rink last, and the audience was so excited at that moment. They cheered us. And we were under tremendous pressure. But through the whole process, we learned so much. We grow stronger. The silver medal came not very easy. It is very hard. So I really have no words to express my feelings. But congratulations to my partners, Chinese partners, and congratulations to our Canadian friends.
So at last, we were ask the bronze medal winners, Pang Qing, Tong Jian, from China, to share with us their feelings on today's race.
比赛的兵迷和观众，还有所有的领导，谢谢他们给我们这次的支持，让我们能够重新回到这个赛场上，感受到比赛的这种气氛，感受到家乡父老的给我们带来的这种热情。 大家都知道这是我们最后的一次站在赛场上比赛，其实今天多多少少给自己留了一些遗憾，但是这毕竟是比赛，所以谢谢所有的人，谢谢大家。
I'm really grateful to all the fans and audience. It is with their support that we can come back to the rink. This is our home ground, and this is our swan song. So we do have some regrets, but after all, I thank everybody for your support, including the leaders. Thank you.
谢谢主持人，上海电视台的记者，那么这个问题是给庞青统建的。那么都知道，35岁的年龄，真的对于滑冰选手来说是非常不容易的。我相信，就是今天很多观众都是冲着你们来的。那么，那刚才这个团建的时候，其实今天是没有遗憾的。我想，今天你们自己如果给自己打个分，是什么样的分？是不是觉得确实能够？ 在今天华一次，其实也是为了给兵仪的一个回馈，谢谢。
I'm a reporter with Shanghai TV. I want to ask a question to Pang Qing and Tong Jian. Both of you are 35 years old. It's really tough for skaters to skate at such a senior age, advanced age. I'm sure many audience came especially for the two of you, and I heard Tong Jian whispering that there were no regrets today. So if you would score for yourself, how much would you score for yourself? I would like to ask that question.
其实今天这个比赛已经结束了，其实我要想说的更多的就是感谢。我们要感谢很多人。我们应该感谢像 Tatiana 这样的这个记者一直跟着我们这么多年，给了我很多帮助。我要感谢像上海电视台这样的，还有一些国内的一些媒体，我说不上名字的一些媒体，但是我很熟悉你们。我们的成长跟你们都是离不开的，但同时我也要感谢我的队友，感谢这个所有今天在场上表现好的运动员，因为我们共同的努力让大家看到了今天非常精彩的比赛。我还要感谢我的这个舞伴庞青，是我跟随着他的这个意愿又回到了这个冰场上。其实在索契冬奥会之后，我觉得自己的职业生涯肯定要结束了，多少一些遗憾，最后一次在奥运会上没有站在这个讲台上。但是呢，庞青很坚持的回来了。起初我是不同意的，我是不同意的，因为我本来就有伤，在冬奥会之前就要放弃了。但是呢，庞青还有我的这个 Derby Doctor Eddie，还有我的这个编排教练Nikola Morozov， 他们给了我很多的这个支持。所以说今天我们在赛场上呈现的节目，我觉得可以用非常完美来形容。谢谢每一位。
It's game over for us now. I have so many people to thank. I want to thank TinaWho is the reporter who asked the question. She has followed us for so many years, and there are many other media friends who have followed us for a very long time. I couldn't even name your organizations, but I know you are a friend. Your faces are very familiar. You grow with us, and I also want to thank my teammates and all the other players who gave wonderful performance for the audience tonight.Together we created the fantastic atmosphere and the fantastic experience for the audience. I especially want to say thank you to my partner, Pang Qing. I fulfilled her wishes to come back to the rink. You know, I was injured quite severely and I almost gave up the Winter Olympics. I thought my career was over, and I was very down.But Pang Qing insisted we should come back to the rink, so I followed her. We had some regrets at the Winter Olympics, but we kept on going. And today, I think we have almost perfect performance. And for that, I owe a lot of gratitude to my doctors, my coach, and all the other people who helped us to pull this achievement. Thank you.
谢谢。从1999年开始，你们登上这个大赛哈、啊。当然，2014年你们因为这个缺席了世锦赛，那么一共有15年的这样的一次15次的参赛经历，那获得了我们知道6枚奖牌，2金1银三铜，16次是吗？好，那看来我们记错了。这样问一下哈、啊，让你们回顾你们这些年的比赛，印象最深刻的是哪几届啊？不要是哪一届哈、啊，你们分别来回答哪几届？谢谢。
The question to Pang Qing and Tong Jie, you made your debut in 1999 and you didn't show up in 2014. So if I remember correctly, you have made appearances for 15 times. The players correct me later to say they actually appeared 16 times. So you had fantastic achievements. You had 2 gold, 1 silver and 3 bronze.If I can ask you to reflect your appearance and career on the World Championship, which particular years impressed you the most? I wouldn't say 1 year, I'm sure there are several years that you can reflect and share with us.
Sorry, so many questions for us, because it's the last chance for us. So, sorry, you have a lot of chance.我想就是对我们印象最深刻的可能三次，一次是第一次拿世锦赛冠军的时候，2006年，在 Calgary。第二次是2010年
在意大利都灵。还有一次，我觉得这一次肯定忘不了，就是刚刚结束的这个比赛，因为它是我们整个的一个运动生涯的一个结束。当然了，我们可能我希望黄青不会再有这样的想法回来了但是我们会就是一直热爱这个项目，因为我们还有一些表演，还要做一些这个培训，还要再做一些花样滑冰推广的事情。但是我觉得这三次，尤其是这一次，给我印象非常深刻。谢谢你的问题。
I'm sorry, what questions are thrown at us? That's because we don't have any other chances to face the reporters, and the other players will still have many, many years to be asked questions. So very sorry about that. If I can reflect, there are so many years that I remember to this day. Certainly 2006, our first World Championship in Caligari, and the 2010, the championship in Italy, and certainly tonight, because tonight is the completion of our career. Of course, I shouldn't say completion because we are still involved with figure skating. We are still passionate about the sport. We continue to do training and performance and promotion of the sports. I certainly hope Pang Xing will not drag me back to the rink once again.
Eric, after the side-by-side spin where you had a little problem there and you two guys came, you know, together to continue, you gave kind of a little head gesture to Megan. Was there some kind of message in that head gesture, like, let's calm down and get this done?
It was just a reassuring, everything is okay gesture, because I don't think that's ever happened to us in competition or happened to me. And, yeah, just a little communication there to let her know that everything's fine.
谢谢主持人，新民晚报记者。有一第一问题是问那个韩聪、隋文静的，就是因为大家都知道，就是自从申雪、张宏博退役，然后彭青龙健在索契冬奥会那时候也宣布退役之后，好像大家外界认为双人滑进入青黄不接的时候，但现在你们拿了这个银牌，你们觉得这银牌对你们来说意义是什么？是不是代表你们未来能够挑起中国双人滑的大梁啊？然后下一个问题是问彭青龙健的，对于这对小师弟师妹来说，你们有什么评价？对于他们的未来有什么期待？谢谢。
I come from Xinming Evening News. I want to ask a question to our young pairs. So since 申雪and 赵宏博 retired and 彭青龙健 announced their retirement, people started to get worried about the torch not passed in safe hands. So can you comment on the significance of today's silver medal? Does that mean that the torch has been passed to safe hands? And I also want to ask Pang Xian and Tong Jian to comment on your young teammates.
这次比赛对于我们来说其实是一次很大的，有很，就是我们自己心里有很大压力，然后因为这个签位吧，对我们来说就最后一位，然后感觉，然后最后的时候，所有的观众，整体的观众都特别的呼声，特别的呼吁，对我们来说有很大的压力。并且，可能在很多年前，我在这个场地里滑过一次特别特别特别不好的一次节目，然后感觉就整个在赛前几乎就是有怎么说，今天下午的时候整个人都要崩溃了。然后，但是我觉得，但是我觉得我们在这次比赛中顶住这次压力，对我们来说是很大的锻炼。然后我觉得我们也在进步，我们也在成长，下一步我们会更好。对于来说，我们下一步什么就是那个可能挑起大梁什么的来说，对于我们来说，可能昨天也问过这个问题，然后我的回答是，中国现在有很多后备人才，然后跟我们在同一组里面，比如说什么小雨金瑶，还有王磊、王雪涵，而且我们下面还有很多小运动员。对我们来说，中国队现在我们觉得不存在什么接不上的那个 不好意思，邓平
儿。等一下，等一下，等一下。Of course, today's competition is terribly important to us, and we were under tremendous pressure. You know, the draw is not very favorable to us. We were the last to come, and when we heard the cheers, it was so daunting. And I remember I once skated on this particular ground. It was awful, and I almost collapsed. But in the end, we were able to withstand the all the pressure and came on top. So it was a fantastic experience. About the question of whether we will be the leaders of today's team in this particular category, I don't think people need to worry because the bench is very deep. We have Xiao Yu, Jin Yang, and Wang Xuehan. So there are many excellent players.
并且自从双人滑，我们上面的上一代运动员像建哥、青姐和我们教练还有浩哥他们都给我们做出了一个承上启下的作用。我想今后未来我们俩必须要承接住中国这个双人滑的后备力量上的一个怎么说呢，一个大梁吧。但是首先还是按舞伴说的话，做好自己，每天做好自己的本职工作，我觉得这样一点点努力对我们俩来说就是足够的一个成长了。
In the pairs category, the coaches are managing, the coaches and the veteran players, teammates, manage the succession pretty successfully and smoothly. As my partner said, there are many other wonderful players, and we will do our best, and we will definitely be the important players in this category, helping all the others to grow.And we will go ourselves.
黄青同学，评价一下那个两位年轻选手。
首先，我要祝贺他们啊，就是在这次比赛当中，就把两套节目都滑出来了。我也看着了，因为短节我没看，那个自由滑我看了，因为我滑完以后看着他在我后边滑。首先我今天滑得非常好，我也很激动，我看他们滑我也很高兴。但是啊，就是正常来讲。像我应该是做他们教练的，但你们今天差一点输给我了，其实说还得自己继续努力，尤其在表演方面。我觉得以后的路还长呢，就是说在平时训练当中，多注意对音乐的理解，还有两个人的这个感情交流，可能对你们的这个表演的这个分数可能提高更快。那么其他的可能那个我的师兄大师兄，因为洪博已经是他的教练了，可能洪博哥可能会有。我都得叫哥，他可能会有更多的方法来提高他们这个在第二个分上的这个提升。不管怎么样，今天滑得非常好，祝贺你们。
First of all, congratulations! You performed very well tonight. I watched your free skating part. I missed the short program. I was very excited watching you, and I felt very happy because you performed really well. But I should actually be your coach at such an advanced age. So I think I can make some comments. You still have a long way to go. For example, with the interpretation of the music and the emotional communication between the pairs. Hong Bo, my big brother, is their coach. So Hong Bo can give them more targeted advice so they can continue to improve. But certainly very good performance. Congratulations.
This question is for the two teams that are continuing to skate. You're sitting in first and second place, and if you want to reserve those seats for next year, you're going to have to do something next year different to keep building. Can you tell us what your plans are for next year?
Well, of course, we plan to make our throw quad Sao Kao more consistent in competition, andWe will have a new element that will unveil next year, and it will be a secret, and you'll see it in the Grand Prix circuit next fall.
明年我们也是需要改变，就像建哥说的，从滑行表演技术上，我们会跟教练多沟通，怎么样才能够继续提高。并且今年我们也是第一年跟加拿大的 David 的合作进行编排，所以说我们也是 第一次吧，虽然互相都可能有一些东西是保守的，所以说明年也是希望能够继续跟他合作，然后并且拿出两套新的节目，并且从难度技术动作上，像加拿大的和俄罗斯的两队选手已经做了POS4，我们同样也具备能力，今年没有系统的训练，所以明年希望也能把这个动作加在我们的节目当中，也许会有很多的一些改变吧。
Certainly we'll make a lot of changes, and as Brother Jian mentioned, we need to improve our glide and technique. And it is the first time we work with David from Canada on composition. We were a little bit conservative, so we will make new changes and come up with two new programs. And we will also learn from the Russia and Canadian pairs. They managed throw quote, and we will add that to our element. So many, many big changes to expect.
This is a question to Eric and Megan and also Sui and Han. I guess it's not sure yet about competing at the World Team Trophy, but if you are competing, what's the ambition about that event? And if there is a different feeling about to compete as a team, not as an individual, could you tell us about that?
Eric and I plan to compete at the World Team Trophy, and luckily in a strange way, we were not perfect in the long program here, so we have room to skate the long program even better in 2 weeks at the World Team Trophy and end the season on the perfect note, and also to help our younger teammates to gain from the experience of competing as a team.
我们还不知道我们是否要去这个参加团体赛。因为现在还没有，队里还没有讨论到底，我没有得到任何消息，所以说如果有幸参加的话，我们俩还会尽最好努力吧。
I'm not sure whether we will appear at the World Team Trophy. We haven't discussed it within the team, and I was not notified. If we do participate, we'll definitely give our best.
I have to ask this question to Megan and Eric because I keep wondering about this since the four continents. The story was when I was interviewing Pang Xing and Tong Jian, they told me a story that back in 2011 in Taiwan in the four continents, after they win and you got the silver, you came to them and asked what was the secret to keep motivated, to keep competing. Now, 4 years later, you've become a veteran yourself. What kept you motivated, and do you still remember that episode back 4 years ago, and what did you get from that, and what other advice now as a veteran and world champion that you would like to share with the upcoming generations?
I remember that moment, and I remember I think Tong said something about keeping your love for skating alive and letting that drive you, and I think that's what we've done, and that would be our advice to younger teams and younger skaters. And along with that love and passion for skating would be to keep it fun, and whatever that means for you, to keep it light and not to allow skating to define you as a person. And that if you are really good at it, it's a sport in the end, and it doesn't need to make you feel sad every day if it's not going well.
你好，我的问题是给庞青和童健。那么我们一直知道庞青和童健呢一直在致力于花滑的推广，刚才您也提到过了，那么在接下来你们退役以后有没有具体的计划，以及在你们的心目中究竟什么样的花滑的氛围是你们想要做到的，想要达到的那个程度呢？在中国
I know that Pang Qing and Tong Jian have been very dedicated to promotion of figure skating. I wonder whether you have some concrete plans to promote the sports after your retirement. What kind of atmosphere you aspire to?
怎么讲呢？就是在接下来两到三年，我们可能主要做的可能就是要去上学，然后让自己
获得更多的这个知识。可能主要先要解决的就是语言问题，可能在沟通能力上，在表达方式上再有一个提升，然后呢能参加一些这种国际上的一种裁判员的学习班，这样的话有利于推动咱们这个国内的这个技术的这种发展。另外呢，我们在这两到三年之内呢，我们会和社会上这个想要推动冰雪的这些企业或者是个人来共同合作，成立这个花样滑冰俱乐部。但是现在我们遇到一个问题，就是在2014年结束之后，有很多人有这个意向跟我们共同成立一个俱乐部，但是呢最后到了就是到后来的时候，就是大家都意识到一点，就是这些人都认为就是我们是运动员，我们不知道该怎么去把这个花样滑冰这个商业化做好。但其实呢，就是我们把整个自己的前半生30年的时间都放在了这个冰雪事业上，放在了花样滑冰这个事业上。我们看到了很多花样滑冰需要改进，还有需要形成一个体系化的一种模式。所以说我们现在急切的希望呢，就是有这样意向的人呢来跟我们共同的研讨下一段时间怎么能把这个俱乐部尽快的这个建立起来。
Our priority for the next 2 to 3 years is actually going back to training. For example, getting more knowledge, general knowledge, and participate in training to become international judges so that we can help to drive China's technique to the next level. We also need to improve our language skills, the communication skills, the best way to express ourselves. Another idea is to build figure skating club. After 2014, many enterprises and individuals approached us to build this kind of clubs. But it was frustrating because they thought we were athletes, don't know anything about the business side. Actually, we have spent our 30 years on the ice. We see a lot of gaps. We see a lot of shortcomings and the areas for improvements, including building the entire ecosystem. So there are so many things to be done, and we are very eager to explore the best way to run these clubs.
谢谢主持人。新华社记者，我有两个问题。第一个问题给到那个隋文静和韩聪，就我看到你们比赛结束包括上领奖台的时候，那个文静好像都有点这个泪花的感觉，然后我看到那个韩聪你在安慰他，想知道跟他说了些什么，这个泪水的含义是什么，是激动呢还是说有点遗憾，这第一个问题。第二个问题是给到 Eric 和 Megan，想问他们一下，就是这是花滑世锦赛第一次来到中国，然后他们包括短节目包括自由滑在这个冰场感觉赛场的氛围怎么样，这个谈谈这个来参赛的感受，谢谢。
隋文静 and 韩聪 I noticed that when you came to the podium it seems that 文静 was in tears and 韩聪 was comforting her. So what did you say to her and what does the tear mean? Is it excitement or regrets? And the second question goes to Eric and Megan. It is your first time to compete in Shanghai and you made appearance in short program and free skating. How did you feel about competing here?
小隋当时滑完了特别激动哭了。我当时其实也没有想那么多，只是看到舞伴哭了，我只是过去就是抱住他，给他心理上一些好受的一些感觉吧。然后赛后当时中央电视台记者进行采访的时候，他哭了，我当时也哭了。我哭的是因为我觉得我们两个人确实这两年来说付出的特别特别多，经历的也是特别多， 所以说这里面的辛酸啊，和能今天能顶住压力，对自己的是一个历练吧。嗯，给我们俩内心的真的很不是滋味。所以说，虽然说当时在赛场上小隋哭出来了，我没有哭出来，但是赛后我确实是受不了了，我也跟他哭了，然后觉得这也是对我们两个训练上的一个认可和一个回报吧。
Yes, Wenjing was very excited and crying. I didn't think too much. It was just natural for me to go up to her, hug her, and make her feel better. And when later CCTV came to interview us, she was still crying and I was crying too. We went through so much and we made so much efforts. So it was kind of bittersweet.We were under so much pressure, so it's very mixed thing.
This was our first time competing in China, and it's always exciting when we come out from the curtain and there's such a large crowd and like a warm response from them. It made the event very, very exciting and memorable for us.
我想问那个庞青和童健，今天我在网上看到了一个网友的留言，他说每当他在生活中遇到困难的时候，他就会去翻看你的那个追梦无悔，然后大家非常喜欢你们，也是其实有一层含义，也是因为你们那个晶莹澄澈的爱是让大家很感动。我想问一下你们是如何爱的彼此，谢谢。
The question to Pan Xian and Tong Jian, I was surfing on the internet. I noticed somebody leaving a message there saying that whenever he or she was down, he would review your stories. You love each other so much. Maybe you can share with us the special bond between the two of you.
那首先我要感谢这位网友，就是说大家都知道，一个运动员在你的运动生涯这一生当中，你可能会取得很多成绩，但是究竟有几套节目能让别人记住，或者是别人能从你的节目当中获得力量，我觉得这是我们的自豪，我也是感谢他们。我觉得2010年那个追梦无悔 Impossible Dream 确实是把我们这个内心的东西划出来了。不瞒你们说，有的时候我们遇到挫折的时候，我们都在看自己以前的录像，为什么能在那么大的比赛当中然后能表现得那么好。我觉得其实体育就是一种精神，就是大家能从你的节目当中看到你对这个项目是如何执着还有热爱。另外一个我觉得就是确确实像他说的，如果没有庞青，我们可能走不了这么远，因为我们两个现在有了共同的这个目标，我们有了共同的追求，我们收获了彼此，然后虽然在平时训练当中还有这个也还在吵架，还在打架，但是呢，我们毕竟还是说为了这个事业如何的好，为了这个节目如何好看，去发生一些争执，我觉得这个是非常完美的。以前别人给我讲过一个故事，就是说两个人结合在一起，从你结婚那一刻开始，你从你20岁开始结婚那一刻开始，你活了100岁，你没有80年的回忆。但是我跟庞青我们在一起，我们可以从10岁开始，我们10岁的时候就认识彼此，如果我们能活到100岁的时候，我们有90年的回忆，而且这90年的回忆是相同的回忆，大家共同走过的这个高峰和低谷，我觉得这是一个非常幸福的事情。
I'm very grateful to this fan. Yes, we have made a lot of achievements, but if others can be inspired by us and they can remember us, of course that's something we cherish very much. When we are done, we visit our own video, like the Possible Dream. We were inspired by ourselves because we could see in that video our dedication, our passion. Also, Pan Qian and I, we have each other. We have the common goal, the common aspirations. I think sports should be inspiring. Sports have a lot of spiritual element. You know, I once heard a story that if a couple is lucky, they get to know each other at 20 and get married and live to 100 years old, they have 80 years of common memory. But with Pangqing, we knew each other at 10, so if we live to 100, we will have 90 years of shared memories. That's very special. We are very lucky.